Looks like you prevailed. Are you surprised at all by the results?
I think the overwhelming amount of people that had opinions on certain issues have come out to speak. As far as being surprised about it, nothing in politics surprises me. I've got a history of running for office, and tonight just shows that money's not an issue in races. What's an issue are the people who come out to vote, and they have the power to change folks in office at any time, and you've got to be able to listen to them and respond. And so I think that's what showed through tonight, the overwhelming amount of people that came in and said, we're going to change the order of things. And it's very hard to beat an incumbent. I commend everybody who ran in the race. It's very grueling, and takes you away from your family and other things. But it's very hard to beat an incumbent. And this race wasn't about running against an incumbent. It was running for what the people believed in.
So a long campaign now is coming to an end. What does that mean for you personally in the days ahead?
I think now, at this moment, it's celebration. At this moment, it's celebration. And then tomorrow, I think it'll all sink in. And then that's when you sit down and you say, you're not campaigning for anything anymore. Now you sit down and you have to work with six other people and figure out how do we move Asheville forward in the vision that we believe our voters want us to go and the way we feel our city needs to go. And so that's what happens next. What happens next is our planning and our future and how I work with future council members.
You and Brian Haynes were elected tonight here at the celebration party with Brian Haynes. Why are the two of you here at Gray Eagle?
I think throughout the campaign, just kind of listening to Brian is a very humble man. He's not a politician. But the things that he embodies are more like myself. And we share some similar issues about things that are going on in our city. We definitely believe in people having a voice and having a say. And we definitely believe on focusing on locals here. And I think that's what brought us kind of closer together, are us being able to share some of the same ideals. And, that showed through the election. And it showed with the results as well.
How do you feel about the results?
I'm happy, of course. I'm happy, of course. That's all I can say. I've been on the losing end of an election before, so this is a totally different feel. And I'm happy that the people feel, have the ability and feel the way that they do about supporting myself and Brian. It's ecstatic right now. That's the only thing I say.